Good morning, everybody. We once again appreciate and thank you for joining us on our Friday Forum. As you well know, we have not met in this room since March, but we are now on the radio in this virtual TV program, and we're very excited, and we thank the Potter family and KWON for helping us with this so we can continue with the forum. So we're just delighted. You could be many places today. We just want to say thank you for being here to hear about an update on RVEST and what's going on in our community. First and foremost, it is the first Friday of September, and we want to say happy birthday to all of our September individuals that have a birthday in September, and give a great big shout out and say happy birthday to all of you. And again, when we do come back in this room, we're going to have several cakes of celebrating all these birthdays we missed. So to start our program today, I've asked our local sheriff. He was our acting sheriff that our county commissioners appointed to be our sheriff. He just finished a campaign this week. And I want to give a big shout out to Scott Owen, who's our new elected sheriff. So Scott, would you please come forward and lead us in the pledge?
Certainly. Join me in pledging allegiance to the flag of our country. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Greatest country in the world, and a big shout out to all the people in Washington County. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Earl, for having me. Thank you, Arvis, for the Friday Forum.
Thank you. Thank you, Sheriff. We appreciate that. Again, I want to say thank you to everybody. I still call a lot of you and send you notes, and then you communicate with me. I just continue to be safe out there. And again, we will return to this room one day. It's going to happen, so just stay with us on this. Now at this time, I'd like to do our RVEST moment, and we'd like to bring up Kim Adams, the president of RVEST Bank. Just a lovely lady doing a great job. She's going to give us a quick update on what's going on at RVEST. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Earl. Again, a big shout out to Earl for continuing to put this event on every couple of weeks. Thank you all for being here. And if you didn't know, Earl's birthday was this week, so he's one of those September birthdays. So happy birthday, Earl. We just wanted to thank each and every one of you again for joining in. I think we're having more and more listeners and folks tuning in each and every time. So thank you so much for this. Earl is finding fantastic speakers to continue to come and share what is happening in the community. But we just wanted to continue to say thank you from our RVEST family. Thank you for continuing to do business with us. We are still having events, some of those being virtual. Sonia may talk about some virtual investment events that we can invite you to. We want to make sure our customers are still thinking about planning for the future, and we still want to be that financial resource to help you do that. So don't hesitate to reach out in any way to any of our bankers, any of our branches. We want to be there to help you. One of the other things that I wanted to mention is we want to continue to help this community. We want to be a part of this community and make a difference. And so we have kicked off our United Way campaign internally here at RVEST. So Stevie Williams is doing an excellent job helping us kick that off for the month of September. So if you want to help us in any way, contribute to the United Way, feel free to reach out to any of our bankers or any of our branches, and we'll be happy to help you do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim. We really appreciate it. And again, all what's going on at RVEST, as she's already stated, our customers and just to our customers, thank you for being patient with us and helping us all get through this. And also a big shout out, I personally, even though I work for the bank, this bank it's commitment to our community, and I love, just says right here, RVEST, committed to Bartlesville, and they practice that each and every day. Now then, let's go to our speaker. This is our third speaker. I wanted to have the city manager the first time give an update on the city, and then naturally our second one was education, and now then I'm bringing in healthcare. Again, needs no introduction, but I love it. He's a hometown boy, kind of like me. We just rode bikes around west side of Bartlesville, east side of Bartlesville, grew up here. We know our community. We clean up pretty good when we get cleaned up, don't we, Mike? But anyway, hometown boy. This is where our presentation today is over Ascend St. John's Jane Phillips Hospital, which I'm just going to refer to as Jane Phillips. probably butchered the title in the first place, but the president of our local hospital is going to give us an update. But before you start talking, I've got to say, my friend, please, from our vest, from our customers, from the people that in this room, please send back to your entire medical staff, thank you for all that you're doing on this pandemic that we're involved in. I mean, we're in uncharted waters, and you people are doing a phenomenal job. And please let them know they're appreciated, and we send a great big thank you. So, Mike, give us an update on healthcare.
All right. Thank you, Earl. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to Arvest Bank, Earl Sears, and Potter Radio for giving us a chance to give an update to the community. You know, we've been in a COVID pandemic for 6 months now, and I would like to say that today we are way better off than we were in March. You know, PPE, personal protective equipment, that's not an issue for us anymore. We have lots of PPE and continue to expand our inventories at the hospital. We're also in great shape for testing, so we can test, we can turn around tests in less than 24 hours, and COVID testing is a priority for us, and we know that it relieves the patient so that they have some assurance that they know whether they do or whether they do not have COVID. Under the hospital services update, we continue to ramp up our services. We're about 90% of where we were pre-COVID. ER, we're seeing about 64 patients a day. With pre-COVID, we were seeing about 72 patients a day. So that just kind of gives you a look at, you know, we're about 8 patients away from where we were. A big shout out to our ER. In the last 18 months, we've been down 4 full-time physicians. So we've had to use some contract people to service our ER. And this September, we'll have all of our shifts filled with our own docs. So we've recruited the docs in, and happy to say that we should see some improvement in the care there as well. So because those people that live here and care for our patients, you can run into them somewhere in this community. So they get held to a little higher standard of accountability. Cardiology and surgical services still kind of lagging behind a little bit, but cardiology, I think it's just more of a consumer confidence. You know, just do you want to go to the hospital or not? I can tell you the hospital is very safe. We clean it a lot. We clean it every day. We clean it every night. So just come on back to the hospital if you have a chance, and don't let that be what stops you from visiting our facility. Surgical volumes are down a little bit, but mainly because of staffing. We have a little bit of a staffing issue with, and we have to control how many starts we have on a daily basis. And I know that we do have a lag that we're still trying to make up there. On the inpatient hospitalization, we still have our COVID unit. We don't have it active right now. We will activate the COVID unit if St. John Med Center asks us to activate the unit. Right now, they're handling all of the positive patients in one place at St. John. So if a patient comes in, they're tested, and you're tested positive, and you need inpatient care, then you're sent to Ascension St. John in Tulsa for your care. Most of our patients come in, they're tested, and they're positive, but they're not sick enough to be in the hospital. So they go home and they're quarantined, they get better, and return back to work. Hospital screening seems to be an issue for us too, and visitation. We're still screening patients and visitors. We've squeezed it down. You can only come through the ER and through our parking garage entrances. And, you know, one of the things we're doing is restricting one visitor per patient. It's better than it was, but still not where it needs to be. And we know that our patients would like to have more than one person there. And as a reminder that children are not allowed as a visitor. So if you're seeking pharmacy services, you can actually call the pharmacy. Pharmacy has people that will actually run the script out to your car, so you don't have to do anything there. You can stay in your car. If you're coming in for lab or radiology, please come through our ER entrance. That'll make things a lot simpler for you. Right now, we're still allowing just one visitor per patient, but please realize that we know that's an issue, and we are working on that, and hopefully we'll come up with something soon to allow a second visitor and hopefully a third visitor. I'd like to remind you that, you know, we're still in a pandemic, so please remember to social distance, wash your hands, wear a mask, stay home if you're sick. You know, call your doctor or primary care physician if you're experiencing symptoms. We'll move on to recruiting. Recruiting is very key for a hospital in this community. And we just added Dr. Jason King, a neurologist, to our staff. Dr. King is He will provide advanced level care for stroke and neurology patients for Bartlesville and the surrounding communities. He's already been in a car. I know he's gone to Coffeyville. He's gone to Caney. He's already hitting the road, and that's part of what you have to do when you start your practice. But I've talked to two patients that have gone to see him, and they just are amazed by the care that he's given. So we're very proud to have him on board, and I think that stroke and care for a stroke, or if you've had a stroke, what to do to not have another stroke, I think that he's our man, and he's the doc for our future. He's also, he's in his, starting his third week this week, so we tried to ramp him up real slow and not to you know, blow him up the first week, but he's doing very well. We're also recruiting two additional cardiologists. We've interviewed two cardiologists. They can't be here till June, so hopefully by next June you'll see another couple of cardiologists in the community, and that'll get us up to about five, so we're excited about that. Well, we also have some primary care physicians that we're recruiting. Our docs are retiring. Some of them are retiring. We have a Dr. Sharita Polk, who will be starting next month, a primary care physician. And we have two promising candidates in FY21, fiscal year 21, that we're looking at. And hopefully we can get those hired and on board very soon. Capital-wise, we purchased a new cath lab. So we've got some stuff out there to attract those new cardiologists and keep them here. We've updated the whole cardiology unit, and we're one upgrade away. We've got to spend about $30,000, and it'll be totally paperless. Hospitals always say that they're paperless, but they're not. There's paper everywhere, but this will be a truly paperless system, and we're excited about getting that completed this year. We have three new boilers, three new chillers. We've replaced or renovated nine elevators. Ascension's invested over $20 million in our infrastructure over the past couple of years. Awards-wise, we have received the Platinum Recognition for Workplace Partnership for Life. So are you a donor? Washington County this year was the highest number of donors that checked their license. So it's pretty impressive. We have a great program at the hospital, and we have a great champion that leads it. Jennifer Butler's done a great job for us, and we're excited about that. That's the fourth consecutive year that we've had that award. So we also achieved the STEMI award. So if you have a heart attack and you're in Coffeyville, how you get to Bartlesville through the ambulance service, the ER, and up to our cath lab, it's seamless. And we have benchmarks that we have to meet, and our docs do a great job, and our nurses do a great job there. Ascension St. John Jane Phillips was named a top 20 rural community hospital in fiscal year 20, and we're super excited about that. You know, there's 800 hospitals in the United States that we're compared to, and to be a top 20, we're very excited about that. Moving on to thanking people, I'd like to thank Ascension National Leadership. They stepped up. You know, we stopped our elective procedures, so business was down, but we told our people, stay at home, you're still going to get paid. We took care of them. You know, I think that's something that, you know, there were three or four health systems in Tulsa that laid off people during this pandemic, and, you know, our people knew they had a job, and they knew that everything was going to be secure. I also want to say that their leadership, Ascension National leadership, was in constant contact with us, communication. It was amazing, and we felt like we were part of something large, and we knew that we were going to be here through this pandemic. And, of course, all this wouldn't be possible without the great people that work at Ascension St. John Jane Phillips. The care team is great. We have the best nurses and doctors, and take care of our patients, and the support staff that supports the nurses and doctors are awesome, too. And we want to say thank you. I can't say thank you enough for everything that they've done for us as well. So I'm getting a 1 minute flash. So I think that we're close to being done. And I was going to share a letter that came to us from one of our ladies that had a baby at the hospital, and she just said she wanted to take a moment to recognize a couple of her OB nurses. And basically what she's saying is, she said, I know nurses get slammed, and I know they're very busy, but while that was happening, I never got that from JC or MD. I just give their initials, said their passion for what they do day in and day out was truly so evident. Their kindness and care for me and my daughter did not go unnoticed. I want to share my appreciation with you and make sure you know what a great job they're doing. Get letters like this all the time, and you know, it just warms your heart to know the care that's being given at the hospital. We have such great associates and provide care, excellent care every day. And I want to give a big thank you to our community. All the prayers, the meals, the love, the support, the police were there. It was just amazing over this past 6 months. And I do appreciate everything that the community has done to step up for the hospital as well. And thank you. Here's Earl.
Okay, Mike, thank you. Before you run off, Let me come over there so they can see it. We'll do the social distance, okay? They may not be able to see me. I want them to see you, but I got to say a couple of things. First of all, Marilyn and David King have three wonderful children. You got Bryce, you got Spencer, and you got Jason. Bryce is going to probably run a financial empire as his career continues. Spencer's probably going to be the president of Phillips Petroleum Company, Phillips or ConocoPhillips. And then you got Jason, the good doctor. I am so proud and excited that Jason is back home, and you did a great job of bringing a hometown boy back. And let me tell you, there is no question in my mind he will go above and beyond to not only helping your hospital, but helping this community. So good move on your part.
I totally agree. Appreciate it.
Listen, thanks. And again, as I already said at the first, please tell your entire staff a big shout out from us that we say thank you for all that you've done. And again, this isn't a letter. This is a personal testimonial. I will always brag on your hospital. My mother was there several times before she passed to heaven, and you took care of my mother absolutely above and beyond. It's a great hospital, and thank you for all what you do. Keep up the good work, my good man, and we will keep our prayers for you, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, got to wrap up. All right, now I know you all, you wait on a monthly basis for these jokes. You need to understand, I put a lot of time and energy in each one of these jokes. It's very important to me because I know they're better than Johnny Carson jokes. Here we go. Why do they put bells on cows? Because the horns don't work. Now you got to admit, Kevin, what do you think? Is that good? I'm getting pushback here, people. The final thing, Sheriff, thank you for being here today. Thank you. Tell all of your troops, thank you for what you're doing in the county and the safety and, I mean, what's going on in the nation, but here in Washington County, you're on top of things, and thank you for all that you're doing, okay? And in closing, be sure you have a happy Labor Day, which will be this coming Monday. There's a rich history on this day, but the good thing is it's just a good day to have a three-day weekend. Go out there and cook in the backyard, put those ribs on, hot dogs, hamburgers, whatever, but enjoy your time, but hopefully you can be around family and enjoy your family. So at this time, we're going to close the radio program, and then we're going to go to our financial update.